but his words were drowned out by the explosion that ripped through the room. It blew computers and equipment aside, shattering screens, tearing metal to shreds. Through the smoke and the fire, Julius Fenscher walked calmly to the door. He paused to look back, checking that nothing remained intact. "Thanks for your help," he said. "Amateurs," he muttered, as he closed the broken remains of the door behind him. "Think they're tough, but when they're really up against it, they just go all to pieces."
"Ultimate control over the world," Harper said, staring transfixed as the water surged across the stage and the sand crashed down. He was watching the tiny figures running for their imagined lives. "That's what we shall have. That's what they were striving for. We can take events like these from the past and replay them at will, anywhere, anytime. Yes, imagine it."
"You don't have to imagine it," Matt told them. "Because you're right, that's how the model works. Like your control over the elements. And like you said, what happened then can be replayed now." He looked at Robin and found she was staring back at him.
"There are over 600 myths around the world that concern civilizations destroyed by a great flood," Robin said. "They were all inspired by this one event. The event being replayed here and now."
She continued to stare right at Matt, her eyes wide, face pale, looking scared but triumphant.
"Do it," Robin shouted. "Do it now."
She reached for the disc, turning it to a new position, setting another location. Harper took a step forward as if realizing at last what was happening, what had happened, what was going to happen here and now.
"No!"
"Or what?" Matt turned the disc, changing the time to the present, just as Robin had set the location to the mountain above, brought the end of Atlantis to them, here and now.
"Goodbye, Robin," he said.